Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Mem Gimel. We are holding on daf Mem Beis on the Beis. We're about 12-15 lines before the lines get wide. Ibayulahu. So Ibayulahu, Makum Nevelas of Tahar, Balua Havi, Obeis Astarm Havi. We know there is a halacha that if a person eats a Nevelas of Tahar, the Nevelas of Tahar is Metame Bebeis Abliya. It's Metame even Begadim Bebeis Abliya. Not only Metame the person, it's even Metame the Begadim that the person is wearing when it's in the throat, when it's in the Beis Abliya as the person is swallowing it. So that area in the throat where it's metame, where nevelas of tahar is metame a person, is that area considered a balua area normally, or is it considered a beis hastarim? So the my nafkamina, what's a nafkamina, whether it's considered balua, meaning the part of the body that's completely inside, or beis hastarim, that intermediate part of the body that's not completely in but not completely out. So kigon shetachav lo chaveru kizayis nevela l'toch piv. Let's say somebody else takes a kizayis of a nevela, not a nevela sof tahar, a nevela of behema, and sticks it into your mouth. He sticks it down his friend's throat. So if it's balua, well, any tuma in balua is not going to be metame, so the person is going to be totally tahar. Now, if you stick it in your own mouth, so then of course you're tame because you touched it. So it has to be that someone else stuck it into your mouth, down your throat. So if it first touches you in an area that's balua, so then it's not going to be metame. But he amrit beis hastarim havi, mihinami b'magal metame b'masa miya metame. There is a halacha that maga beis hastarim is not metame, but masa beis hastarim is metame. So if it's beis hastarim, then it will still be metame the person because he's carrying it in his beis hastarim. So that's the shaila. Is this area considered balua, in which case there is no tumah that's going to be transmitted other than nevela sof tahar, which exerts a kasuv, but a regular nevela, which you don't have any such exerts a kasuv, would not be metame the person at all in this spot of his body? Or do we assume that it's beis hastarim and therefore can transmit tumah b'tumas masa, just not tumas maga? So Abaye Amar balua havi, it's balua, there's no transmission of tuma whatsoever. V'Rava Amar beis hastarim havi, there is a transmission of tuma through masa, just not through maga. Amar Abaye mina aminala. So Abaye says, where do I get the idea that it's balua? Titania, we have a brisa. Yachol tei nevelas behema tamea, tei nevelas behema mitama begadim abeis abliya. One might have thought that a nevelas behema, again not nevelas of, but nevelas behema, could also be mitame begadim abeis abliya, just like a nevelas of can. Tamalomar nevelu utrefa lo yachol tamava. Mishen latuma ela achilasa. It comes to tell me that the something that whose only tuma is via eating, yatzuzu shetuma kodem sheochlana. That's where what's metame begadim abeis abliya, as opposed to this, as opposed to a nevela of a behema, which is metame even before you eat it. The nevela of a behema is tame as is. So v'teisi b'kal v'chomer nevelas of tar, but still, why don't we derive it from a kal v'chomer from nevelas of tar as follows? Uman nevelas of tar she'in l'tumah b'chutz, yesh l'tumah b'fnim, a nevelas of tar, a nevela of a kosher bird, has no tumah while it's outside of the person's body. Yet, the second you stick it into his throat, all of the sudden it's metame the person and his begadim, etc. So zush yesh lo tuma b'chutz. So nevelas behema, which is tame when it's outside the person's body, it's metame b'maga. It's really considered something that's very much tame. Einu din sheyesh lo tuma b'fnim. So all the more so, it should have the koach to be metame b'beis habliya. So amakra ba. That's why we have a special miut in the pasuk that tells me, no, this tumah of beis habliya is only a din in nevelas of tahar, and that's it. Nothing else. There's nothing else that has this tumah of beis habliya. Matam lomar va'ochel. What does the pasuk mean? What's the pasuk telling me? Va'ochel. It says va'ochel min nevlasa yichabes begadav. What's it teaching me? Litein shil in ogel in osi ka'ochel. Ma'ochel b'kazayis af nogeav in osi b'kazayis. That's just telling me that the shear of Nogea and Nosei is the same as the shear of general Achila. What's the general shear of Achila? Is Kezayis. So when it comes to the Tumah of touching or carrying Nevela, the same shear is in play. It's a shear of a Kezayis. But there is no Tumas Achila by regular Nevela. There's only Tumas Achila by Nevelas of Tahar. But no Tumas Achila by regular Nevelas behema. So that's Abaye. Now Omar Rava. So period. So that's the end of that discussion regarding the makom of the nevelah Softar. The makom of the Beis Ablia is a Balua, is it a Beis Astarim? Right? So Abaye held it was Balua, Rava held it's a Beis Astarim. So the Nafkamina was whether it's whether Nevelas Behema is Mitame in that area, and Abaye had a Bryce so that proved that Nevelas Behema is not Mitame in that area. There is no Tumas Achila by Nevelas Behema, and there's also no Tumas Maga or Masa in that area because it's Balua. So Amar Rava, new issue. Sheret bekomto tahar. Let's say you have a sheret inside the fold of one skin. So that would mean it's in a beis hastarim. Komto, Rashi writes, kigon beinatzilav, oshar kamatim, like under your armpit, something like that. Some fold in the body that's not always exposed. So if a sheret is in that spot, it's going to be tar, because a sheret is metame with maga. Maga beis hastarim, there's no tuma. There's only tuma with masa beis hastarim. So the sheret certainly is not going to be able to be metame in a beis hastarim. Nevela bekomto, tame. But if you have nevela in a fold in a person's body, then it's going to be metame, because a nevela is metame not only b'maga, but also b'masa. So even though, so the Gemara explains, sheretz b'komto tar, sheretz b'negia hu de metame, u beis hastarim lav bar magahu. A sheretz is metame with negia, beis hastarim is simply not susceptible to tumas maga. Nevela b'komto tame, nevela inside a person's fold of the skin is tame, nihide b'maga lo metame, b'masa miya metame. Granted, there's no tumas maga in the folds of a person's skin, but there is tumas masa. Sheret bekomto vichnisa laaviratan or tamei. But if you have the following case, let's say you have the sheret in the fold of your skin, and then you bring that fold of your skin with the sherets inside of it into the avir atanur, into the airspace of a tanur. Now, tanur is a klicheres. The halacha by a sheret, by the tumah of a klicheres, is that anything dangling in the airspace of a klicheres is metame. Meaning, if, let's say the sheretz touches the klicheres from the outside, so it's not metame the klicheres. And from the inside, it doesn't even need to touch it. Dangling in the airspace has the same din as negia of the klicheres, and therefore it would be metame even if it were just dangling in the airspace. So if you have a sheretz that's fully wrapped, and then you dangle it in the airspace of a klicheres, it's going to be metame the klicheres, it's going to be metame the tanur. Says Mar Pshita, of course it's going to be metame the tanur. The halacha is that it's metame me'aviro, so it's in the avir. Why would it not be metame the tanur? Says Mar Namal the tema tocho amar achmana. V'lo toch tocho, I might have thought that the drasha should be that only something that's inside the tanur, but not something that's inside the tanur, that's not called avir of the tanur when it's completely surrounded by something else and then put inside the tanur. Kamash Milan. Therefore, comes to tell me that as Rashi says on top, the high love toch tochahu el kagom kli b'toch atanur piv lemala mipi atanur. That this is not considered toch tocho. This is just something inside of a kli. This is like a case of a kli that's inside a tanur, and the opening of the kli is above the mouth of the tanur, but it's not called toch tocho of the tanur. Right? Rashi could have said differently. He could have said kamash Milan, that there's no such drasha to be made. That there's no drasha of tocho, velo toch tocho. The tocho includes toch tocho. But Rashi would rather say that we accept the drash of lo toch tocho, we just have to keep the definition of toch tocho a little more limited than we originally thought. The definition of toch tocho is not going to include a case where you have sheretz bekomto and then you take that sheretz and put it or dangle it in the avir of a tanur. Okay, we're on top line of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Amrei Shlakish, kana bekomto shel zav vihisit ba'asatar. Let's say you have a stick that's in the fold of the armpit of a zav. So the tamei person is holding the stick in his beis hastarim, and he uses that stick to move something tahar. The item that was tahar that he moved remains tahar. Kana bekomto shel tahar vihisit ba'asazav. But let's say it was the reverse. You have a tahar person who has a stick in his armpit, and he moves a zav with that stick. tamei. The Torah person becomes tamei. My taima, d'amar kra, v'kol asher yiga bo azav, v'yadav lo shatav b'mayim. Zehu haseto shel zav. This is a reference to heset of azav. Shalom atzim lo tumah b'kol ha-Torah kula. We don't find tumah in heset and kol ha-Torah kula. V'af gerachmano b'lashon negia. And yet the Torah says it when it describes heset of zav, it describes it in terms of negia. L'meimra da heset v'negia ki yadav. Comes to tell me that both Heset and Negia have a din of your hands. Just like your dayim is something that's in an external part of the body, so too any tumas Heset, any tumas maga is only when it's on an external part of the body. But when it's on an internal part of the body, or even intermediate part of the body, like the beis astarim, so then it's not going to be subject to tumas maga, like we've learned, and it's also not going to be subject to tumas Heset. If you look at Rashi, the pasuk that we quoted, so v'haikra lav l'maga itzrich. This pasuk is clearly not needed to tell me about maga. D'chsiva nogeh b'basra azav. Ella ze heseto shel zav. Mikad l'manu zav shehisit es hator tamei. That's where we learn that if a zav moves something tahor, the zav is able to be metameit. Shalom etzinu b'kol ha-Torah tumah ha-maset es tara shetetamei. We never find tumah moving something tahor that it's going to be metameit. L-E-M-K, nasa tahor es hatamei. We find if a tahor, if tar is something, holds something that's tame, that we find that it's metame, right? That's why when you have the stick in the komto shel tahar and he moves the zav, so it's going to be metame, the tar person, because he's carrying the zav. That's tumas masa. But where do we ever find somebody tame moving something tahar that the tar thing becomes tame just by being moved without any direct contact? It's dafka by a zav that the Torah tells it to me. That's what this pasuk is talking about. V'kasav v'yadav. And the Torah goes out of its way to tell me that when is there tumas heset of a zav? When can a zav be metame things by moving it? Dafka b'yadav. When he's moving, even if he's not touching it, but he's moving it with a part of his body that's like yadayim, that's an exposed part of the body. The yadayim in all cultures are an exposed part of the body. That's the classic example of an exposed part of the body. Now, if Rashi, the Rashi I didn't read, the Rashi that I mentioned on the outside, the Komto Shel Tar, V'yizit Bo Asazav Tamei, in the third line, right, when we talk about the Tahar person moving the Zav with the stick that's in his armpit, so we said, Tamei HaTahar Sharei Nasa Sazav. The Tahar person becomes Tamei because, it doesn't say Tumas Hasit, it says, that's Tumas Masa. That when a Torah person moves somebody Tame, it's as if he's carrying the person that's Tame. That is Tumas Masa. So it's very clear in this Rashi, as well as in the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, and also in the Sefer Achinuch, Mitzvah Resh Samach Gimel, that the Tumas Heset, Bishorsha, in its very root, is really a form of Tumas Masa. That the Masit has a din of a Nosei. That the one who is moving has a din of one who is who's carrying. So Rashi goes on to explain in Dibra Maskel Bekomto that even though it doesn't say a din in the Torah of Tumah for a Nosia Sazav, we learn that from a Kalvachomer, from the fact that it says in the Torah a din of a Tumah for someone who's Nosia Mishkav Hazav. Right, Rashi points out that, yeah, it doesn't even say in the Torah anywhere that someone who carries a Zav is going to be Tameh, but it does say that someone who carries a Mishkav HaZav is Tameh. So it's a simple Kavachomer. If by carrying a Mishkav HaZav you're going to become Tameh, when you carry the Zav himself, who's the source of that Tumah, then all the more so, you're going to be Tameh. So the Tosafot HaRash on the side of the page points out that this is a very questionable Kavachomer. The Tosafot HaRash appears in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskel Nasan. He points out that this Rashi is a very difficult Rashi because you could easily be docha this Kal V'Chomer. We do find sometimes that there are items that are not the source of the Tumah. When you carry them, you become Tame, yet the source of the Tumah you don't become Tame from. Where do we find such a concept? On Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, by the Seir Mishtaleach La'Azazel, we find that the Seir, when it's still alive, is Tahar, and the guy who's Malichola Azazel becomes Tame. So you see the Nitma is Chamor from the Metame. Clearly the Seir is being Metame the guy, but the Seir itself doesn't have Tuma, only the guy has Tumah. So you can find the same thing. Maybe it's true by the Mishkav Azav. It's Nitma Mehazav. The Mishkav becomes Tameh from the Zav. Maybe the Mishkav is more Tameh than the Zav himself, even though it only became Tameh from the Zav. In that, the Zav maybe is not Metameh B'masa, but the Nitma, the Mishkav Azav, is Metame B'masa. So you see, there's no Kal V'chomer. You can't make a Kal V'chomer that if the Nitma, if the Mishkav is Metame B'masa, then it must be the Zav is Metame B'masa. So where do we know that a Nosei HaZav is Tame? It can't be from this Kal V'chomer. So says the Tosfei Rosh, we learn it from that it's Kenosei Mishkav HaZav, because not from a Kal V'chomer, but rather a Hekish. That Mishkav HaZav is Hukash L'Zav. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Dalid, says this in regards to the Tara of a Mishkav Azav B'mikvah, that in the word Mishkavo, we learn a Mishkav Azav is like a Zav himself. That in the word Mishkavo, we derive both the halacha of a Mishkav Azav as well as the halacha of the Zav himself. So that's what Tosfei Rosh writes. Furthermore, Tosfei Rosh explains that we can darshan in the Kal V'chomer to learn that a Nosei Azav is Nitma Kenosei as Mishkav Azav. Once we learn that a Nosei as Mishkav Azav is Tameh, even though the Mishkav does not have the ability to be metame another Mishkav. So the Mishkav Tahar, which is put on top of, meaning, he says a Kal V'chomer also, but a different Kal V'chomer. Not the Kal V'chomer that Rashi said, that if a Mishkav HaZav is Tameh, then for sure the Zav himself is Tameh, because the Zav is the source of the Tumah of the Mishkav. No, a different Kal V'chomer. The Tumah of the Mishkav HaZav is a lower level Tumah than the Tumah of the Zav. The Tumah of the Mishkav HaZav does not have the ability to make another Mishkav, but a Zav has the ability to make a Mishkav. So you see that the Tumah of a Zav is a more intense form of Tumah than that of a Mishkav HaZav. And that's the Kal V'chomer. That if you carry the less intense form of Tumah, the Mishkav HaZav, you become Tameh. Then for sure, when you carry the Zav himself, you become Tameh. We don't have the Kasha from Seol HaZazel anymore, because that old Kasha was based on the premise that the Kal V'chomer was built on the fact that the Zav is the source of the Tumah. The Tosa Rosh's Kal V'chomer is not based on the fact that the Zav is the source of the Tumah, but rather that the Zav is a different form of a more intense kind of Tumah, and therefore for it's a viable Kal V'chomer. Okay, so now Vayter the Gemara at the two dots. Aval Azav u'bal keri ein metamim. We said that even though a nida and a zava is metami b'fnim kabachutz, is metami even when the blood is still inside of her body, it's in the bayis achitzon. But the zav and the balkeri are only metami once the ziva or the keri actually emerges from the body. So zav d'chsiv ki yazav mibsaro. So we darshan very clearly, it only happens once it leaves the body. When does he become Tameh? When it's Teitzei Mimenu, when it leaves his body. So only at that point does he become Tameh, almost explicit in the Pesukim. Then the Mishnah went on to discuss, what if you're in the middle of eating Truma, and all of a sudden you feel you're about to become a Balkari, that the Shechva Zera is ready, Nekar B'mekomo, it's on its way out of the body, so the Mishnah suggests, grab on, the person should hold on to his Aver, to hold the Shechva Zera in till he swallows the truma, so that way he will not be tameh at the time that he's swallowing the truma, since shechva zera is only metameh once it actually leaves the body, and then he can let go and allow the shechva zera to come out. So frek the Gemara, ocheiz? Why the guy's going to be ocheiz? His Eiver, Vatanya, Reb Lezer Omer, Kala ocheiz ba'amu mashtin, kila mevi ma'abu li'olam. Didn't we learn previously, when we were discussing the sugyas of Hotzah Zer Levatol and Daf Yud Gimel, that if a person is ocheiz ba'ama and he urinates, it's ki'ilu is mevi ma'abu li'olam. So how can you tell the guy to be ocheiz ba'ama? So this kasha is very perplexing. The Rishonim point out, Tosa Rosh points out, what kind of kasha is this? What are we asking? There is an Isidar Raisa that you're not allowed to eat truma when you're tameh. So here you have two options. You're either going to be eating truma when you're tameh, or you're going to be violating this Maimar Chazal that if you're Ochez Ba'amu Mashtin, Kilu Mevi Mabali Olam. Well, is that an Isidar Raisa? What kind of issue is it? Is that it's a statement Chazal had that it's a bad idea to be ochiz ba'amul mashtin. So that's Tosa Rosh. What kind of kash is this? Ochl truma that your margish is azei varav. So as soon as it comes out, it's going to be mitami the truma that's in your mouth. That's nisah daraisa to be mitami truma. So you shouldn't be ochiz ba'amusel to avoid the mitzvah daraisa of mishmeres trumasi of safeguarding the tara status of the truma to safeguard it from any sort of tuma. It's because of what? Because Rabbi Lezer says ochiz ba'amah maybe mabul the olam. So the goes cheshek shlomo. To this Tosa Rosh points out as follows. He points out that you could be miyashev based on that which is quoted in the Beis Yosef. It's all right here on the side of the page. Everything's in the margin of the page over here on the bottom by the little aleph in my print of the Gemara, right under the Tosa Rosh. He points out based on the Beis Yosef, and it's also Paskin and Shulchan Aruch this way in Ibn Ezra Simon Chav Gimel in the name of the Zohar, that this Avera apparently of Hutzah Zer Levatala is more Chamur than all other Averas in the Torah. So if you accept that Zohar, that it's more Chamur than all of the other Averas in the Torah, so Nisyashiv Zah. So then he says it comes out very good that what the Gemara is asking. How can you be Ochiz Ba'ama and risk the worst Avera in the entire Torah that's more Chamur than all the other Averas in the Torah, just to save the Truma from Tuma, which granted is a Din D'Oraisa, but it's not as severe of a Din D'Oraisa. Furthermore, he suggests, even if you say that the Avon of Bittul Shimura Truma is more serious than the Avon of Achiza Ba'ama, because Shimura Truma is D'Oraisa and Achiza Ba'ama is only Midrabanan, still the Kasha of the Balei Gemara makes sense to ask the Achiz Ba'ama, because Achiz Ba'ama is a violation b'kum va'aseh. The bitl shimra truma at this point is going to happen b'shevi al taseh. Meaning, what happens if you do nothing? So the truma is going to become tameh on its own. You're not going to be actively violating anything. The tuma will come out of the person's body and it will make the truma tameh. But if he does something, he's Achiz Ba'ama. Granted, it might only be an isser drabanon, but he's going to be violating an isser b'kum va'aseh. So anyway, so that's the Gemara's kasha. So answers the Gemara, Amar Abai b'matlas ava. No, we would never say to be ochiz bama directly. You take a thick cloth to be ochiz bama, so you don't have any sense of chamimus or argasha. Rava Amar afilu te b'matlas raka. No, maybe we're even talking about a thin cloth. Kivin to akar. But there's no risk because the shukhazar is already on its way out of the body. The whole reason a person's not allowed to be ochiz ba'ama is because of the risk of being motzi zera. Well, guess what? If it's already on its way out of the body, it's too late. He's being motzi zera. So there's no risk. You might as well take a matlas raka. Do you need a matlas raka? Do you need a cloth at all? I mean, according to Rava, it's on its way out of the body. You're not causing any shechazara to come out. So what do you need a matlas at all? So the Rambam, when he quotes Salach in Hilchos Trumas Perek Zayin Halacha Dalid, paskens like Rava that you're allowed to be ochiz ba'ama kedei lahamshich and l'vlo a truma in order to be able to swallow your truma, but he leaves out this din of a matlas entirely. So the Meri Korkus explains that according to Rava, you can be ochiz ba'ama even without a matlas. You don't need a matlas because according to the Rava, it's not shchiyah that at the time that at one moment where you're already being motzi zera by touching the ama is going to be motzi more zera. Now, according to Rava, there's no such concern. Why does he then say matlas raka? Because Abai said matlas ava. So he says no, afilu matlas raka. Or he says, why did he say matlas raka? Maybe we're talking about the you want to use a matlas raka so you don't mess your hands up, because once you mess your hands up, you're not going to be able to make a bracha achrona, and the guy's eating. So the only way he's going to be able to make a bracha achrona if he messes his hands up is with netilas yadayim. So you want to take a matlas raka to protect his hands from becoming messed up so that he won't be able to make a bracha achrona. But really, halachically, in terms of the halachas of being ochiz ba'ama, Rava would say you don't even need a matlas raka in this situation. And Abaye says, I understand that there's already Sheikh Vazara coming out of the person's body, but we do have to be concerned that maybe more Sheikh Vazara is now going to come out of the body. Rava says, I'm not worried that more is going to come out of the body when it's already on its way out. But didn't we learn that the Sheikh Vazara coming out al yedei negia of the Aver is like when a person puts a finger in the eye, that the longer the finger stays in the eye, the more the eye tears up, it continues to produce more and more tears. So how can Rava say, I'm not concerned that more Shechva Zara is going to come out? Isn't it like the finger in the eye? The Rava Kalach Mume Vadrach Mume B'Shaita Lo Shchiach. He says, no, to have further arousal at the time where he already had arousal that's going to cause Shechva Zara to come out, that's very uncommon. We don't have to worry about it in this situation. Amar Shmuel, so period. Amar Shmuel, Kol Shechva Zara Shein Kol Gufa Margish Ba Einu Metama. Any Shechva Zara that does not cause a shudder through the person's entire body is not going to be metame. My time, Shechva Zara Amar Rachmana Beruya Lazria, because the Torah calls it Shechva Zara, and from there we see that it has to be Roy Lazria, that has to be able to impregnate a woman. If it's unable to impregnate a woman, it doesn't cause a shudder in his body, he's unable to impregnate a woman, and therefore it's not called Shechva Zara. But didn't we learn that if a person had a Hirahurim during the night, meaning while he was sleeping, and he wakes up and he finds Besarocham, it's Tame, the Shechva Zara is Tame, but he was totally not conscious of it, so it was clearly not Margish his entire body. So Tirgamer Rav Huna B'Mishamish Mitasa B'Chalom Adiyevshal Shamish B'Lar Gasha. No, the Rav Huna says, no, the case is he had a dream where he was Mishamish Mitasa, and then he did have Argasha. It's impossible that he didn't have Argasha. He may have been sleeping and not fully conscious of it at the time, but he definitely did have Argasha, and that's why it is Metame. Lishna Achrina, second Lashon is as follows. There are going to be three Lashonos in total. Second Lashon is Amar Shmuel. Kol Shechva Zara Sheinu Yoru Kecheitz Einu Metame. Any Shechva Zara that emerges from the body without shooting out like an arrow is not Metame. Why is this any different than kol gufo mizdazeya, kol gufo margish? What's the difference? It's possible that a person has this sense of hargasha when the shechva zera starts its descent out of the body, but at the time that it actually leaves the body, it's not yorek hechetz. It doesn't shoot out like an arrow. So the first lashon would say that that's still metame, still has the lashon shechva zera because he had the hargasha. The second lashon would say, no, it's not metame because it wasn't yorek hechetz. Milsa de pshita le Shmuel mi bai le Rava. That which Shmuel took for granted, Rava asked as a shayla. Dvai Rava nekar bargasha biyatsa shlo bargasha mahu. What's the din if it's nekar bargasha and then comes out without hargasha? So tashma balkari shetava vlohitil mayim likashayatil mayim tame. Let's say a balkari person already was a balkari, and then he goes to the mikvah, but he had to go to the bathroom at the time that he went to the mikvah, and he was holding it in. So he was holding in his urination at the time that he went to the mikvah, and then he goes to the bathroom afterwards, so he's going to be tummy, because we assume that there's still a little more keri that gets mixed in with his urine, right? So, and that's coming out now after he already went to the mikvah. But this keri certainly not coming up by hargasha. He's just urinating, so it's not coming up by hargasha. So don't you see that since it was nekar by hargasha, even though it's not yotzei by hargasha, it was nekar by hargasha before he went to the mikvah with the rest of the keri. It just didn't all make it out. So now it's coming out shelo by hargasha, and you see it's still tamei. So says Marna, shiny asim deruba by hargasha nafa. Can't bring a riot from that case because this package of keri, most of it came out by hargasha. Just a little bit of residue was left that now comes out below Argasha. So that still has the ability to be Metame because it's part of a package of Keri that came out mostly with Argasha. So that really won't answer our Rava's question. Lishna Achrina, third Lashon Amrila, Amar Shmuel, Kol Shechva Zera Sheinu Yoru Kecheitz Einu Mazra'as. Any Shechva Zera that's not Yoru Kecheitz will not be able to impregnate. Azruya Hu Delo Mizra Hatzmi Metamia. Yeah, it won't be able to impregnate, but that does not affect its tuma status. The first two Lashonos assumed that the ability of the Shechva Zera to be felt in the person's entire body, or Yoru Kecheitz, affects its tuma status. Now we're saying, no, it affects its status of the ability to impregnate a woman, but it does not affect the tumah status. Shnemar ki yebucha ish asher lo yator mikre afilu keri biolam. Even if it's stam, just happens. Even if it's not something that's a major event for the person, it's not margish his go. He's not margish in his goof. It's not yorek hechetz. Still has the ability to be metame. So when all the dust settles, bepashtos comes out according to the lishna kama of Shmuel. Any shechva zera that's ruuya to be mazria is metame. According to the second lashon, only that which is Yara Kechetz. Even if it's able to be Mazriya, but it's not. Yara Kechetz, it doesn't shoot out like an arrow, is not going to be Metame. And according to the third Lashon, everything's Metame. Now, it turns out that what's the difference from the first Lashon and the second Lashon? That the Koach Hazriya is not totally in the Yara Kechetz. That's what it sounds from the Gemara. That the first Lashon holds, all you need is Koach Lazriya. You just need it to be able to be Mazriya. Second Lashon says, no, you need better. You need it to be Yara Kechetz. Implication being that it can be Mazriya even without Yara Kechetz. So Tosus, Dibur Masl Bruya Lazriya asks, but wait a second, there are other Gemaras, Gemara Nedarim, Gemara Nevamos, where a woman claims her husband is unable to impregnate her, and she says that he's not Yorah Kechetz, that a Shechva Zer is not Yorah Kechetz. So wait a second, so what, it's not Yorah Kechetz? Who says that doesn't have the ability to impregnate? Our Gemara says that you could be Mazriya as long as it's Margish B'Kol Gufo. It's just Yorah Kechetz is a different level, but it's already has the Koach Lazriya even when it's Margish B'Kol Gufo. So Tosfos Metaretz that any time it's that Kol Gufo is Margish, so yeah, it shows that it has the ability to be Mazriya, even though it's not Yorah Kechetz. But even though it's not Yorah Kechetz, because the fact that it's not Yorah Kechetz shows us that it will no longer be Mazriya, meaning as follows. The Zera itself has the Koach. The Zera itself can impregnate a woman. Problem is, it's not going to get far enough inside of her body to actually impregnate her unless it's Yorah Kechetz. So it is a valid taina for the woman to say, he can't impregnate me if it's not Yorah Kechetz, because she cannot actually become pregnant. But when it's but the zera itself, if you do artificial insemination with that zera, you will be able to inseminate the woman. It's not that the zera doesn't have the status of zera. The zera itself can be Mazriya, it just can't, in a natural way, be Mazriya the woman. It won't be Nichnas L'Toch Gufa, is the way Tosos says it. It won't enter far enough into her body to be able to cause a pregnancy. Okay, now Rav is going to ask a series of three questions, all of them ending in a teku. By Rava, third line before the lines get wide, third to last line before they get wide. By Rava, Ovid Chavim Shehir Her V'Yared V'Tav Mahu. What if a guy is going to the mikvah for conversion purposes and he's off to a rough beginning? As he's converting, he's having hirurim and the Shechva Zer is already Nekar from its original spot. It's on his way out of his body, but it doesn't actually come out of his body until he's ready Tovel. So what's the din in that case? So imtim salamar basara kiraz linan hanimil lchumra v'lachadul kulo amrinan. If you say, well, we always look at the akira when it's starting to leave the body, so over here would be a big kula. But maybe we only say that we look at the akira in regards to when that would lead us to a chumra, but not when it would lead to a kula. Odim alo shnor. Maybe we always look at the akira minaguf. So teku. So Gemara leaves it unresolved. By Rava. Next shaila number two. Zava shnekru meimir raglev yardu v'tav l'mahu. What if you have a zava who needed to go to the bathroom? Nekramimiraglau, the mayon of this, the urine is considered one of the mayonos of a zava, and she went to the mikvah. What's the din? Imtim slam basra kiras din hanim the shech vazer de la matzi nakadla, av memiraglau de matzi nakadla lo, odum lo shna. If you say that we follow Akira, maybe that's only by Shechva Zera, where there's no holding it in. Once it's on its way out, it's coming out. The person's not able to naturally hold it in. But urine, even though a person needs to go to the bathroom, they are able to hold it in. So therefore, maybe it shouldn't affect anything. We should not go bust of the Akira. Or maybe it doesn't make a difference. Maybe we do go bust of the Akira even on something that you are able to hold in. Teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved as well. Now, going to the mikveh when a person has to go to the bathroom is not so pashut at all. The Raman Shulchan Aruch writes that woman is not supposed to go to the mikveh when she has to go to the bathroom because of a chatzitza issue, that the tightening of the, well, unclear, the machlokas achronim, what the Raman means by that. There's a major Rekiv Eger on this, he doesn't understand. It also relates to the sukkah we did the past couple of days about which area of the body is considered a beis hastarim and which area is considered balua, meaning is the urine in the bladder or on its way out of the bladder already considered to be in an area that's the beis hastarim, that the urine itself is going to be a chatzitza, and that's why if she needs to go to the bathroom already in the bladder, it's considered a beis hastarim. If she needs to go to the bathroom, she should go to the bathroom. Very, very difficult. difficult. So Pashtus is what the Rama means, that just she's going to tighten, she's going to be holding her legs together to try to hold herself in. If she needs to go to the bathroom when she's holding her legs together, that's going to be a chatzitza. That's going to create, through the folds of the skin, or through the pressure on the skin, that's going to create the chatzitza that's going to cause the problems. And it's not on the basis of sarim at all. It's in a makom galui that you have such a chatzitza. Shaila number three, Bayi Rava, Oved Chacham Zava Shnek Rumei Miragla. Let's say you have an Ovedus Kochavim, who by definition is a Zava, because every Ovedus Kochavim has the status of Ziva, and Nek Rumei Miragla. Her Miraglaim are already on the way out, the yard of the Tavla, and she goes to the Mikvah, Mahu. So what's the din? In Timsalam Basar Akira, Zin Afakav, the Mati Nakadu, Hanimili Israelis, the Tmei Midar Raisa. Even if you're going to be Machmir and Shaila number two, and you're going to say that that we follow the Akira, even on something that you're able to hold in, like urine, maybe that's only for a Jew, for a Jewess, who's Tmei Adar Raisa. Avlovedus Chavim Zavah, Tmei Adar Rabbanon, lo. But maybe an Ovedus Chavim that's a Zavah, where the whole Tumah Ziva by an Ovedus Chavim is only Tumah Midar Rabbanon, maybe we're not going to be so Machmir. Or maybe it won't make a difference. Tekus says the Gemara, we leave that question unresolved as well. Umitamin b'kol shein. Another thing about Ziva and Keri is that it's mitamin b'kol shein. There's no shear of how much you have to see in order for it to become tame. Some Rishmol zav tzarich chasimas pia ama. A zav needs chasimas pia ama. You do have a shear of a zav of how much tuma, of how much has to emerge from his body in order for it to be tame. Shenemar o hechtem besarim mizavo. Aye, but that's directly against our Mishnah. The Mishnah says even a kolshu is metame. So the Dhamma Rabbi Nassim, he's assuming like Rabbi Nassim, there's another Shita in Tanaim. Our Mishnah reflects one Shita in Tanaim, but there's another Shita, the Tanya, Rabbi Nassim, Amram, Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Zav Tzarek, Chasimus, Piyama, Velo Hodolo. Rabbi Nassim happens to tell that there is a Shir of Ziva. The Chamor Modet Rabbi Nassim, that's Rabbi Nassim old. My time is Rabbi Shmuel. What's the svar for Rabbi Shmuel that a zav needs chasimus piyama? Tamakra, o hechtim besaro mizovo. For Rabbanon, the Rabbanon will say, what's that pasuk coming to teach me? Not a shir. That comes to teach me that it's only metame when it's moist, but it's not metame once it dries up. For Rabbi Shmuel, where is Rabbi Shmuel going to learn that it's only metame when it's moist, not when it's dried up? Hahu me rar nafka. He learns it from rar. For Rabbanon, ahu leminyanu udasa. And the Rabbanon will say, no, we need rar to teach me the number of times that a zav needs to see ziva in order for him to have the status of a full-fledged Zav that needs Shivanakiyim in order to have the status of being Chayiv Karban, Zovo, Chada, Rar, Besaro, Trey, Ez Zovo, Tlas. So from there we learn three different phrases to teach us Limit al Zav Bashal Shriyo, Shachayiv Karban, that when is Zav Chayiv Karban? Only when he sees three Re'ios. O Hechtim Besaro, and that's where we learn, the Hechtim Besaro is where we learn the Shir, Mizovo Tame, Mikta Zovo Tame, Limit al Zav Bashal Shriyo, Shatame Mishkav Moshav. Mizovo Tame, we learn that even if you don't see all three Re'eos, he only has two Re'eos, he's already Mitame Mishkav Moshav. For Rabbi Shmuel, Minyana Minale, where does Rabbi Shmuel get the idea, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Shitaso, that you do have a you need Chasimus Piyama, and he already uses Rar, so where does he know this number that you need to see three times in order to be Chayv a Karban? Nafkele mid Rabbi Simai. He learns it from Rabbi Simai. The Tanya Rabbi Simai Omer, Mana Kosov Shtayim Vakaru Tame, Shalosh Vakaru Tame. The Torah mentions two and calls him Tame ready after two, and then three times and calls him Tame after three times. Hakeit said, Shtayim Lutum of a Shalosh Lakarban. It must be that for two times you're fully Tame already. By the time you see the third time, you're ready Chayv a Karban. What does it mean? It counts it twice? Rashi explains, Kiya Zav mi Besaro Chada. Zovo Tame Trey, right? So it said Zav twice, Zav and then Zovo, and it already said Tame, and then it says Zostia Tumaso Bizovo, right? Then it had again another time where it said a third time Tuma, Zav, and it mentioned Tuma again. So Lamanda Nafkele Travayim Zostia Tumaso Bizovo. Ish kiya zav mi besaro my avalei. If you learn everything from Zostia Tumas Bezovo, so what do you do with the pasuk of ish kiya zav mi besaro? Mi boile achi yata mi besaro. He learns that he used that pasuk to teach me that the zav is only going to be metame once it actually leaves his body. Zovo tame lamali. What do you do with zovo tame? Limeral zov shu tame. That teaches us that not only is the person who emitted the ziva tame, the ziva itself, the actual flow, is tame. Amr Rabbi Chaniloi Mishum Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Shichva Zera Leroa B'mashuhu. Lenogeya B'kadasha. Even the tiniest amount of Shichva Zera that emerges from a person's body will be Metame the person. But let's say somebody touches Shichva Zera, so then it's only going to be Metame the person who touches the Shichva Zera if it has a Shir Ka'adasha, the size of an Adasha. I've none mitami b'kol shein tnan, but didn't our Mishnah say that it's mitami b'kol shu my love linogeya? And doesn't that mean that for someone who touches shichva zera, it's even mitami b'kol shu? Says Gemara, no. Who said that? Lo leroa. It's talking about if a kol shu of shichva zera leaves your body, that you tame. Not if you touch a kol shu of shichva zera. Touching, you need the size of kadasha. Tashma another raya. Chomer b'shichva zera mi b'sheretz v'chomer b'sheretz mi b'shichva zera. Shichva zera and sheretz each have a chum that does not apply to the other. Chom b'sheretz shasheretz in chaluka tumaso mashen kim b'shichva zera. Sheretz doesn't have a chiluk in its tuma. We're going to see sheretz, no matter how small, is metame, as opposed to b'shichva zera. Chom b'shichva, where a very young person is not metame with its shichva zera. Chom b'shichva zera shasheretz zera metame b'kol shu mashen kim b'sheretz. Shichva zera has its own chumra in that, and here's the key: it's metame even by a kol shu, where sheretz can't be metame b'kol shu. My love l'nogeya, isn't this talking about Tumas Maga, where you see it's only a kol shu? Again, another raya? Says Marlo, l'roa. No, it's talking about Tumas Ri'iya. I have a dumi, the sheretz katani, but we're comparing it to a sheretz. By sheretz, the only tuma is Maga. Ma sheretz b'negiya, v'shikva zera b'negiya. Amar avad barava, shum sheretz katani, v'shum shikva zera katani. By a sheretz, where the only tuma is Maga, so we're talking about Maga. By shikva zera, where it's metami through Ri'iya, we're talking about Ri'iya. Sheretz lo matami mashu, but wait a second, is that even that din even really true? That a sheretz is not matami mashu? That an aver of a sheretz, even if it's less than the size of an adasha, if it's full aver of a sheretz, it's mitame. Says Marna, shiny aver, de kule b'makom adasha kai. The yilu chas report aver mika mitamia. If we were missing, the aver is a different din. An aver, a full aver, is always mitame, even if it's missing a little bit. One more line. Shech v'zer de chaluka tumaso ma'hi. What do we mean when we say shech v'zer is chaluka tumaso, that there are divisions in its tuma? Ilim ben yisol den rachm rachinami yika achbar diyam achbar diyabasha. If you want to say that, well, there's a difference between Jews and goyim in terms of shech v'zer, well, you have the same thing in regards to shratzim also. There's the achbar diyam and the achbar diyabasha. El bin katan legadol means in terms of the size, that it's depending on the size of the sheretz, doesn't make any sort of difference. But when you discuss the age of the person, so katan is not metame with the shechva zera. Okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.